Physical Models in Remote Sensing. Chapter 02, Part 01, Vegetation Canopy Structure. Lecture Narration Script. Slide 1, Title Slide, Vegetation Canopy Structure. Slide 1. Welcome to Chapter 2, Part 1, of Physical Models in Remote Sensing. This lecture focuses on vegetation canopy structure. Today we will explore how remote sensing scientists conceptualize and model the complex architecture of forest and vegetation canopies. The topics we will cover include the concept of a turbid medium, LiDAR scanning of vegetation canopies, simulated LiDAR point clouds of foliage, leaf area density and its vertical profile, leaf area index, the leaf normal distribution function, leaf normal inclination and azimuthal distribution functions, mathematical models for these distributions, and the special case of needle canopies. This slide displays the table of contents for today's lecture, listing each of these topics as we will address them in sequence. Let us begin. Slide 2, Turbid Medium. Slide 2. Turbid Medium. Canopies of natural vegetation exhibit significant complexity and dynamics in their structure. Branches twist and turn in every direction, leaves overlap, clusters form at irregular intervals, and the architecture changes from season to season. Trying to capture this complexity and dynamic in a model is a difficult, if not impossible, task. Therefore, in remote sensing and radiative transfer modeling, the vegetation canopy is idealized as a medium filled densely with small planar elements of negligible thickness and area. This simplified representation is referred to as a turbid medium, or sometimes colloquially as a green gas. The idea is analogous to how physicists treat a gas as a collection of tiny particles rather than tracking each molecule individually. This abstraction ignores all organs other than green leaves. It sets aside trunks, branches, flowers, and fruits. Despite this simplification, it captures the most significant aspect of the canopy, the foliage that plays a central role in the exchange of energy, MS, and momentum with the overlying atmospheric boundary layer. Two key variables are used to characterize the vegetation canopy in this turbid medium framework: leaf area density, which describes how much leaf surface area is packed into a given volume of the canopy, and the leaf normal orientation distribution, which describes how those leaves are angled in three-dimensional space. Together, these two variables form the foundation for all the physical models we will study in this course. The slide shows two photographs of real vegetation canopies illustrating the structural complexity that motivates the turbid medium approximation. Slide 3, LiDAR scanning of vegetation canopies. Slide 3, LiDAR scanning of vegetation canopies. One of the most powerful modern tools for characterizing vegetation structure is LiDAR, which stands for light detection and ranging. Airborne or ground-based LiDAR scanning can be used to recreate vegetation canopies in remarkable detail. LiDAR works by emitting laser pulses and measuring the time it takes for the light to bounce back from objects in the canopy. By collecting millions of these return signals, scientists can reconstruct a three-dimensional point cloud of the canopy. The scans can be converted into precise locations of foliage elements within the canopy volume. The reconstructed canopies not only look visually realistic but also accurately represent the spatial distribution of foliage in the canopy space. This makes LiDAR an invaluable tool. LiDAR-derived canopy reconstructions are extremely useful in studies of vegetation structure, biomass estimation, carbon accounting, hydrological modeling, and many other ecological and environmental applications. This slide displays an image from the work of Santapulli and colleagues, published in 2020 in the journal Remote Sensing, showing a LiDAR-scanned vegetation canopy. The image vividly illustrates how LiDAR captures the three-dimensional arrangement of foliage within a forest stand. Slide 4. Simulated LiDAR cloud of foliage, temperate forest. Slide 4. Simulated LiDAR cloud of foliage, temperate forest. To study canopy structure in a controlled setting, researchers often generate simulated LiDAR point clouds using computer models. This slide presents such a simulation of a temperate forest plot. The plot dimensions are 120 by 60 meters. It contains 500 individual trees, corresponding to a density of approximately 700 trees per hectare, with random tree locations drawn from 10 broadleaf deciduous species. The leaf area index of the simulated canopy is 3.84, with each individual leaf having an area of approximately 0.0411 square meters. The resulting point cloud consists of 750,000 to 850,000 points, of which about 700,000 represent leaf points, and the rest correspond to other foliage elements such as branches and stems. The slide shows two views of this simulated canopy point cloud. You can see the dense cluster of points that represent the foliage, giving a realistic impression of how leaves fill the canopy volume. These kinds of simulations are tremendously useful because they provide a ground truth against which remote sensing algorithms can be tested and validated. Slide 5. Leaf area density. Slide 5. Leaf area density. Now let us define one of our two fundamental canopy variables, leaf area density, commonly abbreviated as LAD. Leaf area density is defined as the total one-sided area of leaves per unit volume of the canopy. It is typically expressed in units of square meters of leaf area per cubic meter of canopy space. Leaf area density varies throughout the canopy in all three spatial dimensions. Near the top of the canopy, where sunlight is abundant, leaf area density may be high as trees deploy their leaves to intercept as much light as possible. Deeper in the canopy, where light becomes scarce, leaf area density often decreases. Similarly, leaf area density varies horizontally due to the spatial arrangement of individual tree crowns and gaps between them. This slide includes several visualizations. You can see a three-dimensional rendering of leaf area density within a canopy volume, along with a mathematical equation defining LAD. There is also an arrow diagram indicating how the variable changes through the canopy space. Understanding the three-dimensional distribution of leaf area density is essential for modeling radiative transfer, photosynthesis, and energy balance within vegetation canopies. Slide 6. Vertical profile of LAD. Slide 6. Vertical profile of leaf area density. While leaf area density varies in all three dimensions, the vertical profile of LAD is particularly important for remote sensing and ecological modeling. The vertical profile describes how leaf area density changes with height above the ground. In many forest canopies, the vertical profile of LAD has a characteristic shape. It is often low near the ground where understory vegetation may be sparse, increases through the mid-canopy where the bulk of the foliage is concentrated, and then tapers off near the top of the canopy. The exact shape of this profile depends on the tree species, forest type, stand age, and management history. This slide shows a graph or chart illustrating the vertical profile of leaf area density for a representative canopy. The height is typically shown on the vertical axis, while the leaf area density value is plotted on the horizontal axis. This profile is a key input for radiative transfer models, as it determines how radiation is attenuated as it passes downward through the canopy layers. Slide 7. Leaf Area Index. Slide 7. Leaf Area Index. Closely related to leaf area density is the Leaf Area Index, or LAI. While leaf area density describes the amount of leaf area per unit volume, leaf area index describes the total one-sided leaf area per unit ground surface area. Mathematically, LAI is the integral of leaf area density over the entire height of the canopy. It is a dimensionless quantity because it is a ratio of area to area. A leaf area index of 1 means that if all the leaves in the canopy were laid flat on the ground, they would exactly cover the ground surface once. In practice, LAI values for natural vegetation range from less than 1 in sparse grasslands and deserts to 8 or more in dense tropical forests. LAI is one of the most widely measured and modeled canopy variables in remote sensing. It serves as a critical input to models of photosynthesis, transpiration, and carbon cycling. This slide displays visual representations related to the concept and computation of leaf area index, including illustrations that show how LAD is vertically integrated to produce the LAI value. Slide 8, Global Leaf Area Index. Slide 8, Global Leaf Area Index. This slide presents the global distribution of annual average vegetation green leaf area index at 1 km resolution, derived from MODIS satellite measurements of surface reflectances using the Nyazakin algorithm. The map displayed on this slide is a striking visualization of vegetation cover across the entire planet. You can see the high LAI values in the tropical rainforests of the Amazon, Central Africa, and Southeast Asia, shown in deep greens. Temperate forests in North America, Europe, and East Asia also display moderate to high LAI values. In contrast, arid and semi-arid regions such as the Sahara Desert, the Arabian Peninsula, and Central Australia show very low LAI values, reflecting the sparse vegetation cover in those areas. The ability to map LAI globally from satellite observations is one of the great achievements of remote sensing science. These maps are essential inputs to global climate models, carbon cycle models, and land surface process models. The Nyazakin algorithm specifically uses the physics of radiative transfer in vegetation canopies to invert surface reflectance measurements into estimates of leaf area index. Slide 9, Leaf Normal Distribution Function. Slide 9, Leaf Normal Distribution Function. Now we turn to the second key variable that characterizes the vegetation canopy in the turbid medium framework, the Leaf Normal Distribution Function. Every leaf in the canopy has a surface, and perpendicular to that surface is a vector called the leaf normal. The direction this normal vector points tells us the orientation of the leaf in three-dimensional space. The leaf normal distribution function describes the probability density of leaf normal orientations across the entire canopy. In other words, it tells us what fraction of the total leaf area has its normal pointing in a particular direction. This is critically important for remote sensing because the orientation of a leaf relative to the incoming sunlight and the sensor viewing direction determines how much light the leaf reflects, transmits, or absorbs. A canopy of predominantly horizontal leaves will interact with radiation very differently than a canopy of predominantly vertical leaves. This slide includes a visual representation, likely an image of a leaf with its normal vector indicated, helping to illustrate the geometric concept of the leaf normal direction. Slide 10, Leaf Normal Inclination and Azimuthal Distribution Functions. Slide 10, Leaf Normal Inclination and Azimuthal Distribution Functions. The leaf normal direction in three-dimensional space can be decomposed into two angular components: the inclination angle and the azimuthal angle. The inclination angle, often denoted by theta sub L, measures how far the leaf normal tilts from the vertical, or equivalently, how far the leaf surface tilts from horizontal. An inclination angle of 0 means the leaf is perfectly horizontal, while an angle of 90 degrees means the leaf is perfectly vertical. The azimuthal angle, often denoted by phi sub L, describes the compass direction in which the leaf normal is pointing when projected onto the horizontal plane. It ranges from 0 to 360 degrees. By separating the leaf normal distribution into these two components, we can define an inclination distribution function, often denoted G sub L, and an azimuthal distribution function, often denoted H sub L. In many canopies, the azimuthal distribution is approximately uniform, meaning leaves point in all compass directions with roughly equal probability. The inclination distribution, however, varies significantly among species and canopy types, and it has a much stronger effect on how the canopy interacts with radiation. This slide serves as a section header introducing these two component distributions that we will examine in detail on the following slides. Slide 11, Models for Leaf Normal Inclination Distribution Function, Overview. Slide 11. Models for Leaf Normal Inclination Distribution Function. Several mathematical models have been developed to describe common patterns of leaf inclination within vegetation canopies. These models provide analytical forms for the inclination distribution function G sub L, which gives the probability density of leaf normals as a function of the inclination angle theta sub L. The models are idealized representations, but they capture the major patterns observed in nature. This slide presents a chart or graph showing the different model curves for G sub L as a function of inclination angle. Each curve represents a different assumed distribution of leaf orientations. In the slides that follow, we will examine each of these models individually. Understanding these models is essential because the leaf inclination distribution directly affects the canopy's extinction coefficient, which determines how rapidly radiation is attenuated as it passes through the canopy. Slide 12, Models for Leaf Normal Inclination Distribution Function, 6 models. Slide 12. Models for Leaf Normal Inclination Distribution Function, continued. This slide presents the 6 classical models for the leaf normal inclination distribution function, each illustrated with a corresponding visual. Model number 1 is the uniform distribution, in which all inclination angles are equally probable. Leaves are just as likely to be horizontal as vertical or anything in between. Model number 2 is the planophile distribution, in which leaves are mostly horizontal. This is common in species that grow in shaded environments where maximizing light interception from above is advantageous. Model number 3 is the erectophile distribution, in which leaves are mostly erect or vertical. This is often observed in grasses and cereal crops, where vertical leaf orientation allows light to penetrate deeper into the canopy. Model number 4 is the plagiophile distribution, in which most leaves are oriented at approximately 45 degrees from horizontal. This intermediate orientation balances light interception and penetration. Model number 5 is the extremophile distribution, in which leaves are concentrated at both horizontal and vertical orientations, with relatively few at intermediate angles. Model number 6 is the spherical distribution, in which the leaf normals are distributed as if they were spread uniformly over the surface of a sphere. This means there is a higher density of leaf normals near horizontal than near vertical, following a sine-weighted distribution. The spherical distribution is one of the most commonly used in canopy modeling because it provides a reasonable approximation for many natural canopies. Each of these 6 models is illustrated with a corresponding image on the slide, showing the characteristic visual appearance of a canopy with that particular leaf orientation pattern. Slide 13, Models for Leaf Normal Azimuthal Distribution Function, Part 1. Slide 13. Models for Leaf Normal Azimuthal Distribution Function. Now we turn to the azimuthal component of the leaf normal distribution. The azimuthal distribution function H sub L describes the probability density of leaf normal directions in the horizontal plane, that is, which compass direction the leaves tend to face. In many canopies, the azimuthal distribution is approximately uniform, meaning leaves face all compass directions with equal probability. This is a reasonable assumption when the canopy is not subject to any strong directional influence such as a dominant wind direction or a slope-induced sun angle preference. However, in some cases, leaves may preferentially orient toward or away from the sun, a phenomenon called heliotropism or paraheliotropism. This slide presents visual diagrams and mathematical descriptions of the azimuthal distribution models. The images likely show polar plots or circular histograms illustrating how leaf normals are distributed across azimuthal angles, contrasting the uniform case with more asymmetric distributions. Slide 14, Models for Leaf Normal Azimuthal Distribution Function, Part 2. Slide 14. Models for Leaf Normal Azimuthal Distribution Function, Continued. This slide continues the discussion of azimuthal distribution models with additional visual representations and possibly more complex or parameterized forms of the distribution function H sub L. In practice, the azimuthal distribution can be modeled using trigonometric functions that allow for varying degrees of anisotropy in the horizontal plane. For instance, a cosine-based model can represent a canopy where leaves tend to face a preferred azimuthal direction, while still allowing for some spread around that preferred direction. The parameters of such models can be fitted to field measurements of leaf orientation. Again, the slide presents diagrams and equations related to these azimuthal distribution models. The ability to characterize both the inclination and azimuthal components of leaf orientation gives us a complete description of the leaf normal distribution function, which is essential for predicting how the canopy will scatter and absorb radiation coming from any direction. Slide 15, Case of Needle Canopies. Slide 15. Case of Needle Canopies. Our final topic is the special case of needle canopies, which are characteristic of coniferous trees such as pines, spruces, and firs. Unlike the broad, flat leaves we have been discussing, conifer needles are long, thin, and roughly cylindrical. This poses a challenge for the turbid medium framework, which was originally developed for flat planar leaves. For needle-shaped foliage, the concept of a leaf normal is less straightforward because a cylinder does not have a single well-defined normal direction like a flat surface does. Instead, a needle has a central axis, and the normal to its surface can point in any direction perpendicular to that axis. Mathematically, this means that needle canopies require a modified treatment of the orientation distribution. The projection function, which describes how much shadow or cross-sectional area the foliage presents to an incoming beam of radiation, must account for the cylindrical geometry of the needles rather than the flat planar geometry of broadleaves. This slide presents four images illustrating the geometry and modeling considerations for needle canopies. These visuals likely contrast the planar leaf geometry with the cylindrical needle geometry, and may show the mathematical adaptations required. Understanding how to handle needle canopies is particularly important for remote sensing of boreal and temperate coniferous forests, which cover vast areas of the northern hemisphere and play a major role in the global carbon cycle. This concludes our lecture on vegetation canopy structure. We have established the foundational concepts, the turbid medium model, leaf area density, leaf area index, and leaf normal orientation distributions, that will underpin all the physical models of canopy radiation interaction we will study going forward.